Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Evan. The groom to be. We're the final countdown.
We are. It's the last week and a half or
yes.
So.
Somebody cure. Cue the band Europe.
Yep. The next song actually was on the short list for processional songs.
I think that the groomsmen should at least walk down to that.
There's gonna be no walking. We're gonna be either.
Oh.
At least I'm fairly certain.
I would have gone with that or the Imperial March.
Imperial March will not happen.
Why?
Because neither of us are big enough Star Wars fans.
How dare you, sir?
Neither of us being myself and my bride to be.
Oh, okay.
You figure very little in the discussion.
Oh. Here I thought my opinion mattered.
Not in this case, no. I'm sorry.
Where are we?
We are, we're in a new place, actually.
Yep.
It's now called the Crooked Pint Ale House. It was once Matty B's.
Yes. And Matty B signed with the Baltimore Ravens.
Matty B being Matt Burke, formerly Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
Opened up a place here. I was never here when it was Matty B's. Did you
remember?
Thank you.
Although when it was Matty B's, it did get pretty good reviews. We both ate at the same time.
We timed that badly. But we were the appetizer to start.
And I'm pretty happy with the appetizer.
I'm less happy.
Did you want to get a different one?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I was really craving onion rings.
So, of course, we went with this.
Well, they didn't have onion rings. Which I think for a place that prides itself on beer and pub food, not having onion rings, that's a misstep.
It's a mark against them.
Yeah, that's similarly marked against them are these deviled eggs.
No, I don't think I'm marking them down nearly as much as you are, simply because they have bacon on them.
They do have bacon, and it's very good bacon.
Yes.
We're
eyeing each other out for the last one.
You go right ahead.
Really?
It's all yours.
Okay. It's so rare that I get eggs.
I know. To me, as a proud Lutheran, at least by blood, I'm a bit of a deviled egg connoisseur.
You go to enough funerals and church functions.
And just church functions or family get-togethers. Yeah. My mom's side of the family, they actually make a separate batch of deviled eggs just for me.
I'm kind of upset that little get-together we had at your mom's house, she didn't have deviled eggs for us.
Oh, you're okay. I thought that was a convoluted your mom joke, but we actually did meet at my mom's house. That's right.
Disappointed.
Well, the only reason why we were there is because they were doing kind of the mini shower, so we were an afterthought.
I'm just saying, it's pretty cheap to buy a couple dozen eggs.
Well, see, and maybe I'm spoiled when it comes to deviled eggs because my mom makes probably the best ever. To me, where these particular deviled eggs fail, I think. But the first one I had, the spice was all off. It was just wrong.
Yeah.
The later ones I had were better.
Were better?
They were better.
I thought you said more better.
No, we're better.
Okay.
I've not had that much beer yet. They were better. I think there was a little too much spice, like heat to them.
I think they used a smoky paprika.
Yeah, they used a hot paprika, which is fine, but there was nothing else there. I mean, Normally you expect
a lot of paprika.
Little chive or something else going on there. But to me, the real killer, I think the eggs were overboiled. They were a little tough for me.
Yeah.
I expect just slightly firmer than a breast.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I like a fluffier filling.
Yeah, but that's fine.
But I like a firmer egg and a fluffier filling. You can make whatever joke you want. That's game on.
There's several directions.
But I like the addition of the bacon. I'd like to see
bacon
more.
Bacon is a nice touch. It's good bacon. I will give them credit.
And it was done. It wasn't like it was like it like had crispiness to it.
Yeah, but it wasn't like bacon bits. Right. It wasn't just like desiccated.
Bacon.
Yeah,
sprinkle the bacon on the top.
Yeah. So we're also drinking. We're in the midst of happy hour, and I give them credit because their happy hour goes to 7.
I will applaud for that. That is actually pretty awesome.
I enjoy it. It starts at 3, yeah. So it's a happy 4 hours. Yeah. So it is.
We're in the heart of downtown Minneapolis.
I wouldn't say the heart. This is more of the larynx.
Can I take that out of the way here?
Thank you. Larynx. Okay. We're right off of Washington.
We are.
Which is a heavily
it's a major corridor.
It's a major thoroughfare. Yeah. Thoroughfare.
Just whipping out the city planning
plans
today.
But it's one of the few streets in Minneapolis that actually goes both ways. So it's a bisexual road.
It's a bisexual road.
It's one of the few, besides Hennepin,
in this area, that's not one way. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's going to get good traffic.
Yep.
It's a little hidden because it's in what would be like almost, I don't want to call it a strip mall, but this little kind of business center.
I think the technical neighborhood area is called Mill City.
Right.
So, I mean, we're close to the Guthrie.
Yeah.
We're close to
Depot,
Sawadi.
Yeah.
You know, there's a bunch of restaurants and other kind of businesses. I see this district less as a business district, like a proper downtown.
Yeah.
And more of a, this is that first batch of residential when you get outside that.
Right.
I mean, you're talking young executives.
This and North Loop, absolutely.
Yes.
North Loop would be up by where we did Bewitched. And
Is there anything else I can get for you?
Oh, forks are here. Excellent.
Perfect. I think we're good.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
That young lady is extremely proud of her cleavage. Have you noticed that?
I wasn't looking directly at that, but
it's hard not to.
Well, all right.
Anyway.
I agree with you. It's that emerging neighborhood.
Yep.
And not neighborhood, but just kind of section of Minneapolis proper that is becoming more of a hotbed for that young executive. My first place type of deal.
Totally with you. Thought we weren't recording for 2 seconds. Got a little paranoid. Anyway. So the food has already arrived.
Yeah, cheers to them for that.
Which is impressive.
I think we ordered maybe less than 10 minutes ago.
Yes. What do you got going?
I got the Crooked California, which I'm intrigued about because I essentially got a Whopper or a California Whopper. But I've got tomato, red onion, arugula, an avocado, and they're calling it a pub sauce. And
you know what?
I like the presentation of the burger.
Okay.
They wrap up the burgers in the butcher pick. Not like, not unlike a fast food burger, but it has much more of a handcrafted feel.
Yeah.
And everything stays together by the time it gets to the table. Which to me is
it's paramount.
It's paramount. What did you get?
Well, you got your pub fries for your side. Are they any good or have you not had
them?
Okay. I want the coleslaw. Because I am a coleslaw guy, and I would give this decent marks. I must say, it's very heavy on the pepper, which can be good, can be bad. I don't think it's incredibly off-putting. Good amount of creaminess to it. It's not that's not cabbage soup, which again I appreciate. But it's definitely frozen. I mean, it's like KFC quality, which I enjoy KFC. But this is not homemade coleslaw. But I went with the Scani, what was it, the cheddar curder or the whatever the fuck it is. It's basically their burger with cheese curds.
Yeah. On it.
With red onion lettuce and a bistro sauce, which looks similar to like a Thousand Island
kind special of sauce.
Like a Big Mac special sauce. You got the Whopper, I got a Big Mac with cheese curds on it.
Amen.
Yeah.
The pump fries are actually pretty good.
Yeah, still.
They're nothing special, it's just a skin on fry. But they came out hot and crispy. Which is something you can't say for a lot of places.
Nope. Alright, let's start this gut bomb here.
That will wreck you. You're gonna be no good for the rest of the
night. Is everything tasting good?
Yes, definitely.
It's a mess. I'll give it that. Yeah, it is exactly what you'd expect. It is a burger with cheese curds.
All right.
The pub sauce is just—it's got a little bit of kick to it.
Mine is a mess as well. I love the avocado.
Avocado can do no wrong.
Uh-huh.
Oh, avocado is the thinking man's burger condiment, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh my god. That's really good. The burger is well seasoned, but not like overly peppered or overly salted, so the meat is still a star. But I'm tasting all the toppings as well.
Which is good. Because when you got something specific like arugula and guacamole, or it's not guacamole, it's avocado. It's a little bit of an academic difference, but there's a difference.
Well, it's got the chunks of avocado, which are awesome. I can actually taste the pepperiness of the arugula, which I thought, because it's a greasy burger, that would just absolutely get lost. But I'm definitely tasting each individual portion of the burger.
Oh, good.
How are you doing there?
I'm good. This thing's a mess.
It's staying together surprisingly well.
Well, we do what we can.
I was expecting much more of a massacre, actually.
Well, I'm normally pretty good about keeping my burgers tame.
But when you have such an out-of-bounds type
I don't even think it's that out-of-bounds. I mean, it's really just deep-fried cheese.
I know, but you definitely haven't seen it on a burger around here.
Well, Burger Jones. You can get a Burger Jones.
Really? You can get a cheese curds on it?
Oh, yeah.
You sure?
I'm almost positive. There's a couple other places that'll do similar. And it's funny that you actually mentioned Burger Jones. Because there's a story that broke this week regarding the local food area.
Yes.
That I wanted to talk about.
We should.
If you follow us on Twitter or Facebook or any of that stuff, you saw me post this week. It's a story, I think, from last week, actually, is when it finally broke, but I didn't notice until today. So, Parasol Restaurants is a local kind of conglomerate, I guess you could say. We've done several of their places. We've done Burger Jones.
Chino Latino.
We did Chino Latino. We did, we have not done Elgato yet.
No.
I'm trying to remember the other ones.
Well, they own Manny's.
Manny's, which we have not done yet.
And Buffalo.
Which we have not done yet. So we're only 2 for 5.
Right. We don't get a batter's card.
But they've decided to implement a policy. At least the rumor has it. They have not actually confirmed that this policy exists. But it's on everyone's good authority that this is happening. That due, supposedly, to rising costs in credit card fees, like processing fees, they will be docking 2% off of charged tips from the waitstaff. So any tips that go on a card, they're going to take an additional 2% off.
Right.
Before I give my thoughts, I want to give your thoughts. Plus, I want to catch up to you.
2% is when you're a server or waitstaff, is an enormous amount. Because, A, you're not making that much to begin with. It's true. However, the places in town that Parasol Restaurants owns, those are high-dollar places. So they're taking an even bigger chunk out of each waitstaff's paycheck. It is not the waiter or waitress's fault that they're raising costs. It is up to the business owner to make adjustments, not to the wages, but to their operating costs. They're taking, it's like they're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Paul being themselves.
Right.
So. I think it's just called robbery.
Right. There are many different ways you can make up that money. Just off the top of my head, you could. The prices are outrageous. I think that's one thing we can agree on.
Having only been to 2 of the 5, Chino Latino has always been fucking expensive, especially for what you get.
Oh, Manny's?
Manny's is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Burger Jones, I don't think, is terrible.
For what you get?
Well, I suppose.
For what you're getting? We could have gotten the same exact thing at Burger Jones, and we'd be paying almost $17 a burger. These are $10 burgers.
That's probably true.
And these are better burgers than that.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. I'll give you that one. Now, to me, some of this is one of those where I want to know exactly how they're doing it. Because if they're just saying that 2% off the top of all tips when it's charged, that to me strikes me as double dipping. Because they're already paying, it's not like they're running it twice. I know we've got a couple wait people that listen to the show, correct me if I'm wrong, but is it that at the end of the night, do they just run a card and then they pay you cash for that, or is that just added to your check?
I don't know. I would assume
it's added to your check, because I was always taught
that they cash out.
You think so? Because I was always taught that it's always better to pay cash for tips.
Right.
Because if you pay in your card, it goes on their check and therefore is taxed.
Exactly.
Whereas while they're supposed to declare taxes on the cash tips, I think the percent compliance of that is fairly low. So basically, if you, by paying them cash, you're guaranteeing them that they get to keep all that money, whereas if you paid it with a credit card, there's going to get tax taken on it. I could be wrong. I would love to be, I'd love to be corrected. I'm not going to say I'd love to be wrong, but I'd love to be corrected if that's the case. But... So to say, in addition to that, we're going to take an additional 10% or 2% off, that just strikes me as just being spiteful.
2%? I mean, honestly, let's say you make $300 a night.
Yeah. $6.
$6. But that's probably half of an hour's wage.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
For a waiter or waitress. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you make $300.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the daily take is.
They probably, let's take Chino Latino for example. It's not a small restaurant by any stretch. They're probably employing a wait staff on a regular night, say a Friday night, 40?
Maybe, yeah.
35, 40, somewhere around there? So that should easily cover that one night. That should easily cover your visa or whatever expenses you have for the entire month.
Yeah.
You took it off of one night.
Yeah.
If you reduce some of your operating costs, you lowered some of your prices.
What about, I was reading the, I think it was City Pages that brought up the story. And I was reading through the comments because I have this glimmer of hope for humanity.
And you like to troll?
I hate trolling. I like to see what people are saying and see really how stupid people are. But one person brought up that, somebody had suggested that you just raise the prices. Just raise prices across the board 2%. And someone's counter-argument to that was, well, then you are punishing the people that pay cash. Or checks. Those few places that even take checks. And frankly, if you pay with a check at this day and age, fuck you. I don't care what happens.
Yeah, thank you, Grandma. Thank you for the check for $5. Appreciate it.
I'm saying for goods and services, not for birthday money.
Okay.
Okay.
Understood.
I'm in the grocery store, I see someone paying with a check, I feel like I'm looking at a time traveler. It's just like, what?
They're balancing their checkbook while they're paying.
Oh, I hate that.
Stop doing that. Seriously, just
get Quicken. Get Quicken.
Write down the number and move along.
Yeah.
That's why
balance at home.
That's why they have the checks with are double layered. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's the checks I have.
Carbon copy. Right.
I don't think I've written a check. I wrote a check recently for wedding shit, but that was just for a deposit. But anyway,
remember when I wrote a check?
We're digressing here. You know what? If you're paying cash, to me, and call this unfair, whatever. The amount of people that pay cash, especially for a restaurant meal, is so tiny. And honestly, I would much rather screw the couple people a month that paid everything cash than all the wait staff every night.
Right. Needs of the many.
Well, yeah, it's just like...
I completely understand.
Now, granted, I mean,
we both worked in service industry.
Thank you. It's sad that you knew where that was going.
Right.
I've never done food.
We know the plight of the common man.
Yeah, we do. We do. Have you ever done waiting or
no,
preparation
I,
of any sort?
I've done cooking. I've been a line chef and a sous chef. And
when? Where?
College and high school.
Where? Where were you doing this? Why was I not informed?
Canterbury?
Are we okay on beers, you guys?
Can I get a water?
Yeah, water beer. Yeah. I did not know that.
think it was line cooking Canterbury for a couple summers.
You know, now that you say that, I do vaguely remember that.
That, and then worked at... Yes, they were Canterbury Inn and had to work at the Jocks Lounge in Canterbury. That was terrible.
I remember stories of that, now that you mention that, that's the
second worst job I've ever worked.
But that is my point. Wait staff and service jobs in general, that is shit work.
It's not shit work. It would be God's work, honestly.
No, it's a shitty job. I would honestly put them in a worse position than I do berry pickers or any sort of manual labor.
Right.
Because at least you're outside, you're getting some sort of, you know, some sort of exercise.
Yeah.
You know, the pay is the same, so you can't even say, you know, if you're paying them legally.
Right.
We're not going to get into that whole argument. But, hell, I think the pay is probably better for some of the berry pickers and shit. So and they don't have to deal with assholes telling you you're not picking your berries exactly the right way.
Thank you.
I'll leave this here.
Thank you.
Obviously, no rush. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's why I'm almost always a generous tipper.
Yeah. I tip 18%.
Okay.
Almost 90% of the time. That other, you know, 10%, 5% of that 10%, I am probably tipping at about 8% because you're terrible. And I am that guy that if you're really bad,
yeah,
I'm going to make sure you know that you suck out loud.
Yeah.
But if you're really good, I will tip up to the 20% or even 25%.
Is 18% the norm now? I think
15 to 18% is the norm.
See, I always kind of base it off of 15.
And I do too.
So maybe I'm not as generous as I think I am.
Well, so like I'll do the math to 15, and then I'll like add a dollar. All
right.
A dollar or two, depending on how much.
Yeah.
So I might not be tipping at exactly 18%, but I'm typically over the 15% threshold.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so rare that I will tip more than that 18% because it's so rare that I actually get good service. I mean, today...
You are kind of a dick.
No, I'm not a dick. I'm just saying, like, today we had good service.
Yeah.
She did the adequate amounts of stopping by.
She waved her cleavage around.
she
That's worth a buck,
she shook
I would say.
That's okay. But she checked to see if we needed another beer.
Yep.
But we didn't get water to begin with. So,
At the beginning, I don't care. That is not a demerit in my mind.
I really don't have anything bad to say after this one. So to me, it's 15-18.
Especially, like, I tend to be a decent tipper, at least I thought I did. And I also, any time there's alcohol involved, I always tip just that little bit more, because dealing with drunk people, like, I had to work at a video store, a late night video store, that had porn.
Right.
I've dealt with my shares of drunks and junkies, and that sucks. And I'm not even providing the drinks.
Or the drugs.
They're not coming there to get the drinks.
Right.
So, I just can imagine the bullshit they've had to deal with.
Has anybody ever defecated themselves with throwing up in their store?
There was a defecation. I was not there that day.
Lucky.
But it was while I was there. I did get to deal with the meth head, though.
Oh, yeah.
Who showed up at that 10 o'clock in the morning, stumbling around. Managed. He picked out a video. Tried to pay with his ID. He's like, no, we need like money. He's like, no, it's fine. Like, no, it's actually not fine. You're trying to pay with your driver's license. Then he fell backwards and knocked over the candy stand, which I then had to pick it back up. And then we sat him down in the little entryway until the cops showed up to go cart his ass up. This is 11 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday.
That doesn't surprise me. I have to deal with the same stuff at Dinkytown.
I'm sure. Did you see that there's a Five Guys in Dinkytown?
Yeah, I did. Lucky.
I didn't realize that.
You bastards.
Yeah. But it's like...
Well, you're fatter than I was today.
I know. It's like... I'm infinitely patient when it comes to service people.
But once you get to my threshold, may God have mercy on you.
Well, yeah, and that's, I think that's fair. But... But I just thought that whole thing, and of course, you know, Parasol, going back to the story, Parasol, they're not talking about it. They're like, well, it's between us and the employees.
Right.
And, you know,
give it about a week or less than that before somebody opens their mouth.
Oh, someone will say something. Yeah. And there's also, I'm sure Parasol's looking at it, and it's like, the economy sucks right now. I can replace any of you in a heartbeat.
And go ahead. Go ahead, because the good waits to have the ones that can go anywhere to work anyway.
Yeah. Well, and it's also
the guys.
Does Parasol have a good reputation?
No, just in general. They've been added.
Yeah. I think probably Il Gatto is probably like the most
Manny's.
Like, well, Manny's, but that's classic.
But I think of that is.
Or am I thinking Murray's?
That's what you're thinking, Murray's.
I'm thinking Murray's. Okay.
Manny's and Murray's are. They're not interchangeable, but they're
similar.
They're cut from the same cloth.
Yeah. Murray's has been around since forever.
They're old Minneapolis steakhouse.
Yeah.
And the wait staff that you see at Murray's or Manny's or Ruth Chris or Ocean Air or insert high dollar restaurant, Minneapolis
restaurant.
Vincent's, Capital Grill.
Yeah.
Trying to think of something in St. Paul that's actually quite expensive to go to, but nothing's coming to mind. But insert any restaurant here.
Yeah.
Those people are making their livelihood at those type of restaurants. So
like that's their career.
That's their career.
Yeah.
Manny's especially. I remember reading years ago about a waiter that was pulling in like $60,000 to $75,000 a year just as a waiter at Manny's.
Uh-huh.
Insane.
Yeah.
But but all you hear is he was amazing at his job.
Yeah.
And it was beck and call type of deal. He knew his regulars by name.
Usually the way that it works.
Makes sense. Brittany working happy hour at Chino Latino is still going to get my 15%. I think if they're going to take this route, don't skim off those people that have made a career out of this.
Just don't piss off the lower people. I mean, that's just general good policy.
I agree, but I think you're really hurting your established people.
No, let me rephrase that. Not so much the lower people. Don't piss off the front end. Okay? Because that, because those are the people that are the, no one goes to Chino Latino.
Well,
I set you up for that. No one goes to the Chino Latino because it's a Parasol restaurant or because of the manager.
They go to be seen.
They go there for the staff.
I disagree.
Fine, pick a different Parasol restaurant, or any restaurant. You don't go there because of the management, you go there because of the experience that you have, and that is a big deal because of the staff. You don't piss off the front end.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate here. I do not, by any stretch of the imagination, side with Parasol in this league. By any stretch. I'm trying to think of ways they can make this work. Perhaps some sort of sliding scale. So they took less from each employee. Let's say it was a quarter percent from, let's say you worked for a Parasol restaurant for 10 years. So they take a half a percent.
To me, I think once you've gotten to the point where you're willing to dip people out of 2% of their wages for something that they have no control over,
right.
Generosity is out the window. You're not going to even consider that.
Yeah, this is an operating issue.
Yeah.
This is an operating cost issue. This is not a wait staff or quality of service issue. Or quality of food issue,
yeah.
Either. The food is expensive at the restaurants for a reason, with the exception of Chino Latino.
There's a reason, it's just not a good one.
Right. But they're good. Any of the other Parasol restaurants that you and I have ate at, be it on the show or not, have been pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Except for Burger Jones and Cheetah. Okay, so that was a really bad analogy.
I've been to Burger Jones since we did that show, and I've said this on the show.
I know.
They got their acting.
Right. It's just, when something was that bad, it's hard for me to be like, why should I...
You're not a forgiving person.
No, I'm not.
No.
No, not by any stretch.
You hold a grudge.
I hold a grudge, and I'm angry and I'm bitter.
Yeah.
And
he was like this before the divorce. So you can imagine what he's like now.
I've been like this my entire life.
Yeah.
That I do hold grudges, and I'll be the first one to admit it.
Yeah.
But I also, it's like...
Whereas I'm very forgiving. I'm a loving person. I'm like the Buddha, really.
Can we also because I'm fat. Track that? Okay.
And I plan to die with a belly full of ham.
And eight arms.
See, I think, no, that's Hindu. That's Hindu. Technically, Ganesh. I don't think Ganesh died. He's just a god. He just is that.
You gotta have an elephant head, though.
If you think about it...
I'm mixing up I'm mixing up my false idols. I apologize. Sure.
Amongst the major religious figures, Buddha did it right. Okay. Like, Moses, how did he die?
I don't know.
He's fucking old. I think he just died of old age. I don't remember him dying in any spectacular way. But he died in...
It wasn't a fiery car wreck?
No.
You sure?
But he died in the Middle East in the Bronze Age. That's not a good way to die in general. Jesus, we all know how he died. Not a nice way to go. Buddha died under a tree after overdosing on pork. That is how you go out.
That's Blaze of Glory right
that
there.
That is. If he wasn't a major religious figure, that would elevate him. No, I am not making that up. Look it up. It was basically, he had like this huge dinner of pork. He went to meditate under a tree. I forget which kind of tree.
What's it like? What kind of pork are we talking about?
I don't think it's gone into great detail.
I think somebody should...
So we need to investigate
this?
Well, it's Asian, so probably sweet and sour.
Buddha died for our sins. We should know the whole story.
I just made a vaguely racist joke and you talk right over.
I know. I'm sorry I stopped in your touchdown call.
Okay. Anyway, what the hell were we talking about?
Buddha is fat.
And I'm a good person.
And you're a good person.
That's what it was.
And I'm
you're
angry,
a spiteful old man.
Person.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
So really, we haven't like uncovered any like
great truths.
Exactly.
That's fine. I'm okay with that. It's not that kind of show. It's not a truth-telling show.
We're not truth tellers.
No. You're spinners of falsehood.
I got nothing.
Yeah. I've gotten to that kind of grease happy point.
Right. Yeah. In today's meal?
In today's meal, where it's just
you're
like...
a lot of grease drunk.
I wouldn't say I'm drunk. I'm just kind of content. I'm grease content.
There are worse things to be.
That's true. The burger, you know, I'm with you on the seasoning. In my case, it got a little overblown by the red onion, but that's kind of to be expected.
I wouldn't even mark that against them. I love it.
No, so do I.
Just cut off a half of it.
I love it, but I'm just saying I didn't get as much of the burger flavor as you did. You probably did. The cheese curds were, excuse me, the cheese curds were fine. I forget what place does it, but there's a burger chain that you can buy. It's essentially a deep fried cheese disc that goes on the burger.
Oh my gosh.
What the hell
is that? The one where the cheese disc folds up and you like crack off pieces of the cheese?
No. This is, you just buy it. It's just, it's basically they've contained the normal cheese in a cheeseburger within a deep fried shell.
It's like a cheese fritter.
Yeah. Or like just a flat patty-shaped mozzarella stick. I can't... There is some chain that does that.
A cheesy pancake.
Maybe Old Chicago?
I don't think so.
No? All right. Anyway.
So find that out.
Oh, yeah, we will. But anyway, I mean, yeah, my burger was good. And for the price, certainly. Because it was like a $9 burger.
Yeah.
Which for downtown...
This is... really spectacular.
That is a decent price. We never actually mentioned what we were drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Distracted.
Well, but what I got was fairly pedestrian. I got a Summit Extra Pale Ale.
Yeah, which is always tasty.
Which is always tasty, and I don't remember drinking much of it because it went down bad out of hell.
I cunningly avoided a your mom joke. But, yeah. But I'm better than
preference,
that. I'm better than that.
No, you're not.
I am too.
No, you're not.
I am. I'm a good person.
No, you're not. You're a terrible person.
I don't
understand why anybody would marry you.
I'm with you there. But
and I think she still has options to get out.
Probably at this point.
And probably should.
No, most of the stuff's paid for at this point.
You're easily replaceable.
You're
like a Snap-on tool.
That is true.
At this point.
Well, thank you. I kind of take that as a compliment. Is that weird?
A Snap-on tool, if they made them for, like, I don't know, eyeglass replacement kits. Very tiny.
That was a long way to go for a not a good joke.
I know. But I didn't give up on it.
That's really the theme of the show. That's just the theme of the show in general. It's a long way to go for not that funny.
But I never give up.
Well, and that's why we're like, you're like Rudy in that way.
Yeah,
you're the
right.
Rudy of humor.
Yeah.
Kind of slow.
I'm the same way as Gamgee.
Kind of slow, kind of fat. But goddammit, you just want him to succeed.
Damn right. That was
I had the, going back to beer, I had the Brooklyn Brown, which I think is just made by like the Brooklyn Brown Ale Company. And I've had it a couple places. There's a few places around here where you can get it. And I actually like it. I've said before on the show, I'm a big fan of brown ale. This is closer to a stout.
That was dark.
Kind of flavor. It was a very dark brown ale.
When that came, I'm like, I'm not sure that you should grab the right thing.
Yeah. No, that is what I expect. It's closer to a Guinness than it is like a Newcastle.
Yeah, because typically you don't like the darkies.
I don't really. You know, it's all the welfare. No. It's terrible. You're a terrible person. No.
It's the smell of watermelon and chicken. No. Why?
I was just thinking, it'd be funny to do like an extremely vaguely racist sounding beer in like a watermelon stout. That'd probably taste disgusting.
Watermelon stout malt liquor.
Can you do a malt liquor in stout form?
You could do a watermelon flavored malt liquor.
Well, that, yeah, but.
Chicken and waffles.
I'm really. Oh. Ugh. We talked a little bit about this. We had we had my bachelor party
Yes. This
weekend. We ate a stupid amount of food at Masu. And we were discussing.
Applause to Masu, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
And I actually wrote the manager a note.
Oh, yeah?
I sent in an email to the management saying we had an awesome waitress and she bared with us even though you were getting drunk and stupid.
I wasn't that stupid.
No, but you were loopy.
I was a little loopy, yeah.
It was actually really funny. Oh,
and then we went to a movie and completely sobered up because I miscalculated.
You're a terrible judge of what's
funny. I just can't read a schedule.
No, you can't.
I didn't realize it was specific theaters you could only drink in. So,
even though I asked the question, that's my favorite part, is I asked the question, are you sure we can drink in there? Oh yeah, no problem. Bum, 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 bum.
Oh well. And then we went to Donnie Dirk's afterwards and watched Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
And a damn good cocktail.
A damn good cocktail. Although that whiskey kind of kicked my ass at the end there.
Somebody got a little seepy. Now, keep in mind, I had an hour drive home after that.
I know you did. And
I didn't get home till 3:30 in the freaking morning.
I know you did. What time did you get up?
11.
You know what time I got up?
No.
7.
Why?
Because that's when I got up. This is after having gotten home about 2:15.
I never sleep in that late. Ever. I was yesterday, I was out of kilter big time. I still didn't know which way was up.
You're getting old.
My biological clock is so off right now.
You're in mountain time.
I am in mountain time.
Mountains of Asia.
Right.
I got
Japana time.
Japana time?
Yeah. So we're looking up.
Wasn't that an MC Hammer song back in the
no.
90s?
No, that wasn't.
I'm pretty sure it was.
You stopped in my touchdown call.
Really? You see, is this the new outkick to coverage? The
yeah.
The phrase that it's vaguely sports related but makes no actual sense yeah. in the context.
Yep.
It's good to know. I'm glad you're. I'm glad I can keep track.
So you were talking about Masu.
Yeah, I don't even remember what the fuck we were talking about. I was going to say. Oh my god, I've completely forgotten the point I was trying to make.
Awesome. This makes for really good radio, by the way.
I know, I'm a terrible person. We did have a deep fried fish head.
Which was surprisingly good.
No, that you're actually wrong. In that
I liked
case.
It.
Sure.
Well, I had the eyeball, so that was...
So did I. I ate the face off.
I ate the other half of the face. That sounded wrong.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, and you get the their omakase, their big sushi fucking plank.
Which it was.
It was.
God, it must have been about 3 feet by a foot and a half.
Yeah, something like that. Just full of sushi.
Yeah.
Because it was five of those total.
Yeah.
And in the center of it was a martini glass with a fish body wrapped around it. It was the head and then the spine wrapped around it.
Yeah.
And then when you finished the sushi, they would deep fry it. And then we had that. And that was a bad idea. Like, there was no redeeming quality to that, besides the story.
I think the story is worth it, you know, to say you ate a fried fish body and head.
I ate a face.
Yeah. Well, I had the face, too. I thought it was an interesting flavor.
Yeah.
It was dry, which we all agreed upon.
Yes.
But I thought it was kind of an interesting way to, and a fun way to kind of close out the meal.
It was. And that was a very good meal.
So fantastic.
That was.
I mean, we went there, what, 3 or 4 days after it opened?
Yeah.
And to me, the food was better, much better than the second
It was.
Time.
Well, if you remember when we did the show, we thought the biggest weak point was the sushi.
Right.
Is that it was very kind of pedestrian and all that, but they clearly stepped up the game on the sushi.
And it could have been that we ordered omakase.
Yeah.
Which is chef's choice.
Yeah. And it was also on a Friday night. They're going to have their A-team there.
And for all intents and purposes, amen.
Yeah.
I mean, that was seriously some of the best sushi that I've ever had.
Yeah.
And that's saying something. I've had sushi all over the place.
Yeah.
And that's some serious shit. And good prices. It was $18 a head to do omakase.
And it was probably about 10 rolls total.
If not more.
For everyone. Per person.
Yeah, I mean, we each got a hand roll. We each got a, you know, an adequate amount of maki and nigiri.
Yep.
We had that fish that was laid was essentially, that entire fish was sashimi. It was mackerel.
Yep.
So we had an entire mackerel full of sashimi. We had that martini glass. That was also full of, we'll call it I think it was mackerel as well, but a mackerel poke, which is actually a Hawaiian preparation where it's mixed with citrus and soy and ginger, and it makes kind of this cold salad type that, and a little bit of sesame oil as well, but that as well. So I think the portion size was extremely adequate, if not filling. If you do that with a couple pieces of ravioli, you're all set.
All in all, very good.
Yes.
So thumbs up to Masu, but how about here? How about at Crooked Pint?
I dig it. I dig the menu. The menu is very creative, even though they've got kind of pub bar standbys.
But no onion rings. Negative 5 points, I think. We were doing a point scale.
On your big board, yes, it's a little bit of a markdown. However, the beer selection is good.
Yep.
They're able to put some stuff on their beer menu that is both familiar, but if somebody, if you're coming with kind of a beer snob, they're not going to feel like, oh, there's nothing on the menu I can drink.
Yep. You know, they've got a Flying Dog on here. They've got the Brooklyn Brown. They've got a small amount of more crafty kind of stuff.
Their happy hour is outstanding.
Yes.
3 to 7, Monday through Friday, or it's daily, excuse me.
It's daily, yeah.
except during home games.
Understandable. What is it? $2 off apps?
It's $3 for Grain Belt or Summit taps, $2 off our apps, and $1 off craft taps.
Which is outstanding.
So,
you can get a full dinner here. They have a good selection of burgers and sandwiches. That's a job opening.
That sounded expensive.
Yeah.
What
was I saying? They have full
bar. Yeah.
Full dinners. They also have full bar.
Well, no, 3/4 of a bar.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Well, I'd give them a little credit. Yeah.
And the one short wait staff as well.
Yeah. So if you're looking for, you know,
this is
hiring,
job opening.
If you're an ex Parasolite.
Parasolite?
That's too many syllables. Anyway. I'm with you, though. I mean, I think for downtown, like, I could totally see coming here for, like lunch or a happy hour or something like that.
Absolutely.
You know, and we're not far off, like I mentioned, from the Guthrie, and we're close just to downtown, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, anything downtown's kind of game on.
We can see the Metrodome from the parking lot.
Yeah. Lord knows why you'd want to go there, but...
Right, the Humpty Dump.
Yeah. Humpty Dumpty Metro Breast.
But it's also a great alternative if you're going to the Guthrie, which can be, not that I would know from experience.
This is what we were talking about with the whole bitter, holding a grudge thing.
Yes. Not that I would know from experience, it could be expensive to go there.
It can be, yes.
Jesus, it's finishing it off.
It's not dead yet.
Kill it with fire.
Yeah. I will say this, and granted, this is more of a general. You're going to see this anywhere downtown. Parking sucks.
Parking does suck.
They actually do have their own lot, but there's like 7 spots.
Right.
So you're not going to.
We got here from 4 p.m. on. It's $1.50 to park in their pay lot that's adjacent.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, but it was only $1.50. So not like breaking the bank. Parking. It's obviously going to be more expensive if you're going to a Vikings game, in which case this is event parking. And it's going to be $7 to $10, $20.
And we're right on the bus line because we're right on Washington. Yep. So. And you know, they do a lot of cool events here. They do, you know, kind of all the standard pub, sports bar-y kind of things.
Right.
But yeah, the website's crookedpint.com.
Yes.
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, check them out. I enjoyed it. You know, I it's a pub, so I mean, I don't think I'd be like, let's go to the Crooked Pint.
No, and even though you work down here, it's not convenient for you.
Terribly convenient. No.
But if somebody said, hey, we're going to here for happy hours,
you know, game on.
Right.
All right. I mean, that sounds
awesome.
You're
not going to be up the creek without a paddle.
Exactly. So before we wrap up, I do want to mention something. I posted this again on the Facebook page. This week is a very momentous week for our old friends over at the Four Firkins.
Yes, it is.
They opened up their new location this week. It opened up on Monday. And apparently it's huge. I have not been there yet.
Neither have I.
I've been a little busy. And but yeah, it sounds like they're doing absolutely fantastic. And that's always good to see.
Yes.
Even if you won't come on our show.
And he's a dirty foreigner.
I would check his green card.
Stealing our American monies.
Yeah. He's probably sending it back to Australia.
I definitely think he is.
A bastard. For his other family in Australia. So.
They're terrible people.
Anyway. But they're no longer our sponsor, because their sponsor now is hopcharts.com. where you can do all your beer cataloging needs. As always, we recommend you follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/wellfedguide2life. WellFedGuideFTG on Twitter. Or Foursquare. I'm trying to find the best way to spit on you, is really what this is.
That's what that was?
Yep. Foursquare.com/wellfedguide2life as well. And definitely, you know, if you've got recommendations or anything like that, let us know, and we'll be happy to go wherever you want us to, provided we haven't already been there.
Damn right.
Which, there's still a surprising amount of places we have not been to yet.
There is, but it's getting more difficult.
Well, in Minneapolis, yes, but we still have a vast, vast array of things over in the other Twin City.
So we recommend you let us know about those. Or if you're a weight person and we got the whole tip structure completely wrong, please let us know. I'll be happy to be wrong. Which reminds me, I have to point out why you were wrong. Last week on the show,
thank you.
Last week on the show, we were talking about the racist bake sale.
I'm never wrong on the
show. And you swore up and down. No, it's a study. It's scientific. No, as I predicted, it was actually the College Republicans of this. And the genius of that story was that they were protesting different tuition rates for different minorities, which A, wasn't even on the table, and B, they got the protest wrong. So, anyway.
Sure I'm wrong?
Yes, I'm very sure you're wrong. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. If we sound a little different, it's because we got a brand new recorder, so we'll see how it turns out. And like I said, thank you guys again for listening, and we'll see you next week.